This is program number LW2748. He became a mail order legend. I'm talking about Aaron Montgomery Ward, Mr. Determination. Let me tell you about him. Hi, this is Larry West. In 1869, Aaron Montgomery Ward was a traveling salesman for a dry goods firm, and he naturally traveled all over the country from one farm to the next, and what he saw astonished him. He saw that farmers had to buy all their goods from the local general store. Prices were high, and they didn't have much of a selection either. Prices were high because the goods passed through many hands, the wholesaler, the jobber, and then the retailer. And these middlemen, of course, took their profit. Well, Ward came up with the great idea, why not bypass the middlemen and put in a small mail-order store and discount the prices, selling them directly to the country people for cash, even by mail. A great idea. Well, he went back to Chicago and discussed his idea with some friends, and they all told him that if he did that, he'd go broke. I mean, after all, who ever heard of selling goods sight unseen? And this is where Montgomery Ward marshaled up his determination. He saved every cent he could, and then he bought a small stock of goods and began his business. But the great Chicago fire wiped him out, and he was back to nothing. Yet he refused to quit. He scraped up some more money, talked a fella into going in with him, and then they started Montgomery Ward & Company, the nation's first mail-order house. That was in August of 1872. The first catalog, if you could call it that, was just a single sheet of paper, listing 30 items. But orders came in. There was just a few at first, and his partner became discouraged. But Ward bought him out and ran the business himself. 3 years later, believe it or not, the catalog, being just 72 pages now, startled the business world when Ward offered the first money-back guarantee. Man, you're going to go broke, they said. Well, today, Montgomery Ward has 30 million customers and an annual sales of more than $2.5 billion. The company is the seventh largest retailer in the United States. Aaron Montgomery Ward, Mr. Determination. You know, if you're going to accomplish, there's no substitute for determination. Did you hear about the fella that was thrown into prison one day, and he was told the first morning that his job would be picking cotton? The warden set his quota at 100 pounds and asked, "Do you think you can get it?" The fella said, "All I can say is I'll try." Well, the first day he picked only 80 pounds. At the end of the day, then, he was taken to the basement, was tied with his face to the wall, and they gave him a few lashes across the back. Well, the next day, the warden told him, "Today, your quota is 150 pounds of cotton. Do you think you can get it?" The man said, "Well, I'll certainly try." That day, he picked only 135 pounds, not 150. The warden called him in and said, "You don't quite understand." He said, "When I say get it, I mean get it." And they took him to the basement and laid a few more stripes across his back. The next morning, this fellow was so sore he could hardly get up. But he did, and the warden said, "Today, your quota is 200 pounds. Do you think you can get it?" The man said, "Warden, if it's out there, I'll get it." Now, that's determination. Some of us have to be prompted to learn it, but the key is to learn it. Sure, Montgomery Ward failed along the way, but he didn't let his failures destroy him. The guy in prison failed. He had the stripes to prove it. But he, too, I guess you could say, learned from his failure. You know, Babe Ruth is the fellow we best remember for his 714 home runs, but what we don't hear about is his 1,333 times he struck out. It's determination that put Babe Ruth in the Baseball Hall of Fame. You know, the Bible says God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Now, that's determination. If only we'd be just as determined to appreciate it and respond to Jesus and thank him. He's the greatest, Mr. Determination. Think about it today. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course that's yours for the asking. Write me for it and care of this address: Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana. That's West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.